views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have been using this radio show as a vehicle to allow people to experience the beautiful effects of clearing energy quickly and efficiently and through the use of intuition and insight. And I have had some amazing people on this show that are amazing practitioners of energy, magicians, I like to call them. And my good friend here today is Mark Kettenbach. And Mark and I have been working together for 5 years now, or over 5 years. And Mark is a martial artist with 34 years experience. He has training as a UN method practitioner, mastery practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, and he's co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions Format, and author of his new book, Nice to Have, is now out in English any day now. And Mark and I have been working together in the last year and a half with energetic upgrade seminars, and we've been having some amazing results from those seminars in Europe and also in Canada here. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I am, Colette. Nice to be back, and thank you very much for this awesome introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm excited about your Nice to Have book. I've been lucky because I got a sneak peek of it. When is it going to be out in English?
That's a good question. Well, right now we'll still, you see, if you want to, it's going to be on Amazon Kindle first. And the problem is, since different Kindles have different sizes, so it has to be all set different than for a book. So a good friend of mine and team colleague, Dagmar, is right now putting everything in that format so we can actually put it on Kindle. And then Kindle takes a bit time in order, you know that, right, to put it up. So hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But I'll put it on Facebook. I'll put it on the emails, everybody I know. And the next time I'm on your show, hopefully I can already tell everybody it's out. Well, but in the meantime, people, if they want to, can look for the I Don't Care switch. There's 3 videos. They're in German and in English, where you already get a little impression of what's the book going to be about and can already learn something from it if somebody wants to.
Yeah, and you know, I love your I Don't Care switch. It is very effective, and especially in these trying times that we have around the world right now, where people are feeling a little bit uncertain, it's really good to have like these basic tools. And like that's what you and I want to share on the radio today is, you know, somewhat of what kind of we are sharing in information at our seminars together. You know, simple tools that people can use, that if you're really feeling bothered by something, that you can shift that energy and move into a place of neutrality and make strong choices for yourself when you're in this position where you're not, you know, triggered at the in the moment, like not reacting, instead of reacting to what's going on around you, being able to respond to it in an effective way. And, you know, you and I, like, I mean, you have such cool ideas for doing that. And, you know, I just really admire how you are able to take like very complicated concepts and break them down into smaller pieces and give people tools that actually do work, that people can use, that are effective. And, you know, we talk quite a bit about share these tools with people at the seminars. And I would also, you know, we have to go for a quick break right now, but when we come back, in between last radio show that you were on, you were about to share some of this with people, and then we got busy correcting people. Just so everybody knows, they can call in at 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to the Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth is Funny with my guest Mark Kittenbach. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
1230 WBLQ. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today from Germany, Mark Kettenbach. And Mark, before we continue, share your contact information with people.
Sure. It's www.markkettenbach.com, or you're going to get the both of us on energeticupgrade.com or on Facebook.
Cool. And
feel free to add us or send, and what do you call that? Set a friendship application, or what was that called in English?
Request.
Add a friend on Facebook.
They call it a request. The Facebook lingo. I would like to invite anyone listening in right now that if you would like to have a free energetic upgrade here, or you know, to get some creative solutions for your problems, Mark and I are available. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And in the meantime, Mark, maybe we'll actually get a chance today to, by the way, because last time you were on the show, as I was saying, we had so many people calling in and you were on such a roll. You were correcting at, like, it was like I could hear the wheels going in my head. And I want to thank people. We love to have your feedback. And a lot of people were saying, man, they could really feel those shifts. Not necessarily even the ones that, you know, the people that call in themselves. But quite often, you know, we talk about this when people are calling in to this radio show. We are not in any judgment here. So, you know, no concerns there. We are, the people who call in are actually really representing many people. And so when we are shifting energy for someone who calls in, quite often, a lot of other people feel those effects, even when they listen later. And
these people are kind of connected. So if the one who calls in and the one who listens, they have something in common, otherwise they wouldn't be on the same show.
Exactly.
And that's a good thing, though.
And I had a lot of emails after your last show because you were like correcting at a really, really fast rate. And a lot of people said they could really feel that and they wanted to thank you.
Great.
And I like to pass that on to people because
thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you and I like are really passionate about sharing tools for people to steer your reality. Like, do you want to just talk about that a little bit? Like when you say like we're steering our reality 24/7, what do you mean by that?
Well, everybody kind of discovered, even though in every like esoteric book you read the state of no mind, but most people have a hard time with having no mind or no thoughts. So it's continuously we're thinking, and more like in connection with that, we are feeling. I would actually say we have a feeling, which we label very fast on a subconscious level, and then we have emotional reactions according to what we think. And so we then go sad or happy or are afraid or are aroused or whatever. And all these states combined with our thoughts have a certain frequency, and we emit those frequency constantly, 24/7. And just like a radio station, well, we push out frequencies, and through the law of resonance or attraction or whatever you want to call it, you attract according to what you put out into your life. So let's say a person is afraid a lot of the times because he's a pessimistic kind of guy. He'll then experience in his life a lot of incidences where he is right to be more afraid. So therefore, if we understand that it's not, we are not determined by the outside, we determine first of what we feel, think, and do, that creates our outside. And we can start doing something like the reality steering to shift and to go in a direction where we want to, first of all, in terms of thinking and feeling. And then we'll realize that it'll happen on the outside. We need to have this feedback loop too, because a lot of people start somewhere, but they never acknowledge when stuff changes. And a lot of times it is because at the beginning, you'll just get less of what you don't want. You and I, we were talking about that for a long time.
Mark, that is one of my favorite things, that when we were working on this and we were working on how can we explain this to people. And that one day that you said, I got it. What's happening is you're getting, at first when you do a lot of energy work, you're getting less of what you don't want.
Yeah, but it's still, like, what you don't want. That's why a lot of people miss it. Even though it got less, they just see, well, it's still not what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then they get frustrated, right? And they stop. And then they get more of what they don't want. And they feel, well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, and this is what I'm talking about, why I admire how you shift energy so much, is because that may sound like, what's a big deal about that, is recognizing that you're getting less of what you don't want. Because if you don't acknowledge that you're getting less of what you don't want, then you're not going to start getting what you want. Because you need to acknowledge that you're making progress, and you need to acknowledge that you are steering your reality. And this is so beautiful. When I share this with people now, they're always like, oh, that makes so much sense. You know, when you put it in that way, it's like, it's not that you're, because people get discouraged because they want to see results like really, really quick. And, you know, depending on what the issue that someone has, some people will shift instantly, and then there's some deeper issues that have many layers to them. And, you know, you and I like to talk about this also, is that, you know, these external forces that are out there have a very strong effect on what, you know, we call our authentic self triad. And that being your body and your soul and your spirit. And if there's a lot of external forces coming at you, that triad can become weak, and then what happens is a person has a tendency to sabotage themselves. And this is why it's, you know, important to acknowledge when you're shifting energy that you are shifting energy.
Yeah, it's maybe all about momentum.
This was so brilliant when I started telling this to people, then they could start to come into connection with some of this stuff that they are recognizing that they have shifted. And so tell us about that. What happens when you get into that place then?
Well, if people get to that place where they realize they do make a difference now, they kind of like realize that stuff changed, they get motivated. They can stick with it. All of a sudden, they get these goosebumps and they're like, oh my God. And they start to do more of it. And at a certain point, they'll drop over to where they put more positive stuff out than stuff they don't want. So then they'll even get it faster. And faster, and then it can manifest, and then if something comes up they didn't like, then they're not that touched by it anymore, because they immediately go, okay, what did I think? What did I do? Oh, okay, that was that. And then they can correct it, or they come to seminars and they learn all these techniques we can teach are a good way to get stuff faster, to change, to see where something is weak, and you can get rid of it. But you can have all the techniques in the world. You need to understand that what you do has to become second nature. You have to become an expert in having the discipline to think and feel in a direction you want to. If you're not, then you have always like more work than anyone else, because you use a tool and you change something, and the next 2 hours you steer yourself totally in a direction you don't want to go. So this is something I learned from the self-defense stuff I teach for very long, it was more than 3 decades now, that I'm doing and teaching I'm doing for two. But that all this freedom, we all people are looking or striving towards freedom, but we have to understand that the other side of that coin is discipline. You do not have anything really out of freedom if you don't have the discipline. And what I mean by that is, just grab it this way. If I look at my grandpa, he's not living anymore, but when he was, they ate like meat maybe, let's say, once a week because they couldn't afford it. They barely had a candy bar because it was not available. It was expensive and all that. Today, we have all the freedom we want. You can go to a big store and buy all the meat you want, all the candies you want. And what do we have? A lot of overweight people. Why? Because they do not have the discipline to handle all their freedom.
So
that's a very big part of it. If you want to grow and go, you have to have the discipline in order to handle that freedom.
That is like something I share. I'm redoing my website for those of you who have gone to my website. It's not quite done yet. And so, you know, just letting people know, be a little bit patient. We're getting there. But I do have a free audio on there, an MP3 with affirmations that really work, because it's not about saying things over and over again to convince yourself. It's about shifting the energy. And, you know, it's about living successfully to be successful. And what I'm saying to people, and that is exactly what you're saying, that, you know, your mind does not own you. You own your mind. And when you discipline your mind to work for you, you start to achieve success in getting what you want. I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Satin and cinders, I'm definitely not your type. Well then, what are we doing in love?
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and as a result cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
The miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
1230 WBLQ.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I was just saying to you, Mark, that it's kind of cool that we've had time this go-around to actually share this information, because you wanted to share information with people about how to detect lies, and I think that would come in really handy right now.
Yeah, it's considering a good time for detecting lies. And by the way, the news is a good way to practice. And that doesn't matter what country. Most of them like are really good in terms of practicing that. So they're like we have five senses, and more the fastest way to detect if something's strong or weak is through feeling. But it takes a bit of experiencing it and explanation. So we do that stuff at the seminar. But for now, I want to go over something visual, which we also teach at seminars. But that's something people, I'm getting more and more also easy in tuning into, because everything starts to be more visual. And we all have those mobile phones and iPads and laptops, and we are very, very visual oriented. So therefore, that's easy to create in our insight. So what one might want to do is grab a silent moment, sit down, and picture a line go through the middle of your body. It could be your spine, but that's not really the middle of it. But just picture an energetic line going from the top of your head all the way down through the end of your buttocks. And then see if you're in a relaxed and nice mode, what kind of color and what kind of shape this line your subconscious will kind of make it look like. And if you're one of those people who say, well, I can't see anything, like I was at the beginning, then you just create the line the way you want it. And I said, I love that green, that light laser saber green from Star Wars. So I had mine that way, and I had it with a sound like that in my inside. So when I'm all good, I feel strong, I see this green line inside of me. So, and then you start and think about something really horrible, or go on one of your Facebook accounts where they share some bloody stuff that's been done somewhere in the world where everybody goes, oh my God. And once you get into that mode, watch that line again and see what happens. And with a lot of people, that line gets thin or changes color or even breaks apart at some point inside of you. So what I'm saying is get a brief feeling if you're sad or what happens to your line. And then go and say statements which you know that are true. You put a bunch of true statements, the color of your car, that you have a cat, if you have one, and this and that, and observe your line again. And mine stays green, for example. And if I go with lies, I just say my walls here are all black, which they're not. I can totally see my line shrink and it fades and it moves. So if you do this for a while, you can do this 21 times each ways, then you show your subconscious, you make a connection, what you want. And then it's time for the news. You just go there. And the good thing to find it out is if you hear any politician speak, just shut off the sound and just watch the dude and watch your line. And you will see a lot will happen. You might have rainbow colors, all shapes and sizes of your line. And you realize that there's a lot you can observe. And if you do this quite sometimes, you will also get into the habit that once you somebody talks to you, you immediately will watch your line as well. You will have it in front of your mind's eye and you see it twisting or you see it shape-shifting. And if you do this like a long time, then you'll realize mind line gets a little bit thinner if what the person says is what he kind of believes, but he's not sure about it. My line breaks if it's a total lie. My line bends a bit if that person is bending now the reality towards his favor. So you can really mimic the line with a lot of attributes too. So you get more and more specific in what the other person says. But one more thing I would like to say, if something goes weak or is not right, it doesn't mean that the person really lies to you on purpose. It could be that it's right for him, but not right for you. It could be that he's not aware that he's lying because he bought into it from someone else. Or it could be that he lies to you on purpose. You can double check that also if that's what you want to do. But it helps a lot. If somebody offers you anything to buy, I always watch the feeling and the line. And if I see it bends, then I know I don't need it. If I feel this weak feeling, I know it's a weak thing. Not for me. And in other cases, I'm thinking about something or somebody is presenting something to me and I feel total strong. I can see my magic line and it's solid. And I know, good. So no further information needed. Then you know, oh, that is cool. I'm going to get it, whatever it is.
Yeah. And so there's so many ways that, you know, we can use this magic line. And, you know, it's sort of one of those things that, as you said, you know, there's other ways of doing it rather than visually in this way, but this is a radio show, so this is the strongest way that we feel that we could explain this to people in this way. And, you know, when people start recognizing that, you know, the truth is funny. There's everybody, as you said, everybody sometimes, they have their own version of the truth. Yep. And so it's not necessarily that a person, like as you said, is lying to you on purpose. A lot of times people have these stories that they tell themselves, and they actually believe these stories. And a lot of those stories are actually not even their stories, because our subconscious mind is formed by the time we're 6 or 7 years of age. And our subconscious mind is formed by the people around us, our cultural experiences, our parents, our teachers, you know, our religious experiences. All of these different factors come in and shape our reality when we're a young child. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of people, as you said, are visual, and a lot of people watch TV a lot, and a lot of people create a lot of fear for themselves by watching things on TV that are fearful. And, yeah, you know, and that's why it's so easy when you're watching TV to be able to see like how, what is accurate and what is inaccurate for any particular person. And, yeah, Yeah. And so it's not about judging it so much. It's about being really clear within yourself what works for you and what doesn't.
Yeah, I would like to add, if that's okay. And also, you might want to come from a total different angle now. Everything's thrives in two directions. It's either entropy or the entropy is getting less. It gets more order and more sense. So if a person goes towards fear, he's going to go self-centered because he's afraid of losing this and that. Other could take away from him and all that. And since we are all connected in this holographic universe, on a little tiny expense, he brings more entropy to the whole being of the universe. Mm-hmm. And the other way around, if he goes more into a state of love, of joy, he gets more sense out of things. He's more sorting it. So it decreases the level of entropy. That's going to go to more conscious. That will, in a way, affect everybody to be more conscious, to be more love-driven, to be more helpful, to be less self-centered. And I think it's important to also come from that point of view and see what can you do, because everybody wants to make a difference. And believe me, you do more of a difference if you go that way than if you go on Facebook and put some whatever flag over your head, right? So let's get people in a state where they really start doing something and not just putting more misery up because they say, oh my God, I'm like sad about it too. So what does that help? Brings more sadness into the world. And therefore more entropy, because sadness always goes hand in hand with fear.
Yeah, the more of us that stay centered and stay loving, the more centered and loving the world becomes. And so a lot of times people feel helpless and hopeless in these situations because they feel like, what can one person do? One person can do a lot. One person can stay within themselves, centered and balanced, and provide that to the people around them. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. We need to take a quick break again here. I just want to take this opportunity to thank those of you who have read my book and have getting back to me. And thank you for the beautiful reviews on Amazon. I really appreciate it. I want to say thank you very much for those of you who have taken the time to do that. We'll be right back after this short break to make some more shift happen.
It's a long, long way from heaven to heartache. That's a trip I never wanted to make. Since I've been gone, it just hasn't been the same. And I'm afraid I finally learned how a heart can break.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Tune in Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Stephan, you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I have Mark Kettenbach here with me from Germany, and we have been sharing information with for all of you about the magic line, that, you know, how we can get in touch with the truth, you know, within ourselves, and then support the carrying ourselves in a strong way and support effective change for the entire world, and as you know, if you want to go even further, for the entire universe. Let's not limit our potential here. So, and you know, Mark, you and
let's
I
not have be been, shy, right?
Yeah, no, not at all. And you know, you and I are, you know, really excited about our new like what we've been working on for the last 2 years together, our energetic upgrade seminars with different keys to, yep, you know, that people can use. And we've had such amazing results from people, because like we like to have fun at our seminars. And so our manual is actually like a deck of cards.
Oh yeah.
And people are having like these amazing results with these cards. And, you know, I just love that. I love hearing from people, the different things that they are shifting with them. And, you know, I just, this is something that is, you know, the more that you get into doing this, the more fun it is, because you and I love to like push each other to find even more creative ways to shift energy. And, you know, that was like kind of the whole point of my book, is that when people read it, when they hold it in their hands, that they're actually going to shift. And I had a most beautiful experience a couple days ago. I worked with a client, and she had tried to reach me for a private session, and I was like unavailable until after the weekend. And she said she literally felt like she was dying. She couldn't breathe, and she was panicking. And then she thought, well, I'll buy the Kindle version of Colette's book. And she got 10 pages into it, and she was better. And by the time we had the session, she was like, oh, you know what? I feel better.
I gotta tell you, your book, you really, really, really did something here. And I can't like put my fingers enough on it. I have never read anything close to what you did put in one book in terms of energetic work, in terms of information, how to shift, what to shift, even put in there a lot of these eases where people can look it up and see. It is amazing. Colette, you really did something there. And let's give you credit for that for a second.
Well,
it really is amazing.
Thank you so much. My intention was that I want to share information with people that will improve their lives and that that they can shift and to show them that, yes, you can shift energy in many ways. And that's why you and I have been so passionate about this, is about recognizing that there's no limits to what we can shift. And you and I, we're crazy enough, or I like to say insane, because if you say it really slow, it doesn't sound that bad. We're going to Peru together.
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm kind of
scared, to be honest, and excited at the same time. And we still have 2 seats available. So if you're the kind of nutcase who can't wait to get somewhere else and really experience something out of the ordinary, outside the box, but inside the jungle, then let us know. We might take you with us. But I'm going to tell everybody, I'm always checking those people energetically. I want to talk with them through Skype. And I did say, I think 5 or 6, I told them, sorry, that this is not for you. So if you want to come along and we'll do it the same procedure with you, because I'm very, very protective about whom I'm going to bring there, because I have been in Peru before, 2 times. In sessions where if there's somebody who really brings stuff and it doesn't belong to the rest of the group, it can get nasty. So I want to have the right setting there.
Yeah, well, and I'm as you said, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm kind of scared too.
Yeah, we all should be. It is really experience, and I'm interested. I thought about, I'm going to bring something to tape so we can might do a little interview down there after like one of the ceremonies, and just see if we can use that for put on the website or something like that. I'm kind of like, why not?
That's cool. And, you know, this is what I love about working with you, is that just when I feel like, oh, I think I'm in my comfort zone, you kind of like to push me a little bit. And, you know, you and I have said this many times together, that, you know, do you want to fly like a, do you want to be a chicken, or do you want to soar like an eagle?
Yep.
But you know,
but
what?
The eagle... air is thin up there, and eagles rarely fly in big groups, right?
Yeah. And, you know, eagles, what they do is they just kind of go off the ledge, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is something that, you know, you and I, we're having a little bit of fun with this right now, but you and I have been, you know, working a lot on this, all these different creative ways that we can shift. And we love to share that with all the people out there that, you know, want to explore like different ways of stepping into their potential. And, you know, the radio show always goes so fast. And, you know, right now what I wanted to say is that Mark and I, when we are together, we go on automatic, and we automatically energetically shift a lot of what's going on in this world right now. You and I were talking about for an hour before this radio show. And I just want to put that out there to everybody that, you know, sending a message of love and peace and joy and tranquility for people. And I just wanted you to share any last thought that you would like to share with people listening here, that you feel would be beneficial right now for themselves and the world.
Oh, sure. First of all, thank you very much for having me again on the show. I'm always glad that I can come back. I'm would highly recommend everybody reading your book for a bunch of reasons, but for most of all, because it'll give you an insight and a feeling of hope, a feeling of grounded, and people, it makes something with you while you read it. You'll be starting the shift. And from that point of view, take responsibility. Don't blame others for whatever your situation is. Start being a proactive person, not a reactive person. Like reactive people always blame others because this and that, they can't do this and that. Be proactive, see where you want to go, see what it needs to be done, and get in the habit of allowing yourself to grow. That will be my like last word for today. I know it's
not love that. Yet, I love that, Mark. Thank you so much for being on the show again. And thank you for people listening in now and later. Thank you, Brian, for always knowing exactly which music to play. Bye for now. And we will see you next week on The Truth is Funny.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.